So in our last discussion, we commenced with the tafsir of Surah An-Nahl, the surah on the bee, and we took a look at the first verse where Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, "Ata amrullah, the command of Allah has come, fala tasta'jilu, so do not make haste for it." I'd explained that this is in reference to qiyamah, it is in reference to recompense, to retribution, to punishment. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to warn the Meccans about the consequences of their actions, to try and mock Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they used to say, "Where's this punishment? Where's this punishment? Where's this? Let it come, let it come." So Allah says, it's already established. The command of Allah has come. The command of Allah has been issued. It's just a matter of it, manifesting itself. Fala tastajilu, do not make haste for it. What's the point of you trying to hasten it? It's not going to avert it by hastening it. You rather should use the spirit of respite to reform yourself. Subhanahu wa ta'ala amma yushrikun, is pure and above whatever they associate. These partners that you associate with Allah, they won't be able to help you when the punishment arrives. And even if qiyamah is to take place, I mean, it's already 1400 years since the Nubuwa and the Prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah alone knows how much longer before qiyamah. But in Arabic they say, kullu ma huwa atin fa huwa qareeb, whatever is to come is already close. And if you look at it in terms of from the time of Adam alayhi salam up to the day of qiyamah, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that he's coming and qiyamah are like the index and the middle finger, quite close. And punishment could also come before Qiyamah, as we had discussed. Now, the second verse, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions, يُنَزِّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةَ بِالرُّوحِ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ عَلَى مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ أَنْ أَنْذِرُوا أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَاتَّقُونَ. He sends the angels after giving them the secret by his command to whomever he wills of his servants. Warn that there is no worship for anyone but me, so fear me. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is telling us in this verse that Allah sends the angels, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, and others who are entrusted with the duty of safeguarding divine revelation. Birruhi, Allah sends them with ruh, meaning after giving them the secret. Ruh here is in reference to revelation. A revelation that comes via the angels to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam in an unseen manner and as a secret. In Surah Mu'min, Allah says, يُلْقِ الرُّوحَ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ, he sends down the secret by his command. In another verse, in Surah Shura, Allah says, in a like manner we send to you the revelation by our command. So, ruh refers to revelation and it comes through the command of Allah via the angels. عَلَى مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ, Allah sends it to whomsoever he wants from his servants. In this case, it's in reference to the Anbiya. Allahu yastafi min al-malaikati rusulan wa min al-nas. Allah chooses messengers from among the angels and from among mankind. Jibreel alayhi salam and those entrusted with revelation are the messengers from the angels. The Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam are the messengers from men. So like a physical body needs a ruh and a spirit to be able to come to life, so to speak, it is also mentioned by the ulama that the hearts of people require the ruh and the spirit of revelation for those hearts to come alive. So Allah chooses angels to bring down the revelation to specific and chosen servants from amongst mankind. And what's the crux of the message? And anziru, warn, annahu la ilaha illa anna fattaqun, there is no worship for anyone but me, so fear me. I am the being that's worthy of worship, and I am the one that you need to fear. I am the being that's worthy of worship, and I am the one that you need to fear.